So hi, my name's Andy. Okay, I've just been recently went on a 6-week trip to Nigeria, and people from South Africa, they tend to complain a lot about the telecom and expensive bandwidth and Eskom and all those things. Okay, and I just wanted to show what it's like in another country, because it's pretty different, and it's South Africa rocks. So, with no more ado, okay, we've got, this is a quick little, this is what I'm going to be talking about. So, slide change, what I do, just do a little thing like this. Okay, so Nigeria, we've got the most populous African country. It's a big place. If you're looking at sub-Saharan Africa, there's basically an axis between South Africa and Nigeria. We rule the roost, okay, so it's great. Okay, it's an oil-based economy, so in other words, the money all comes from the top. So here, everyone has to work hard, and we've got to grow something, or have our tourists come in, or sell gold, or something like that, in order for the country to be viable, and be able to buy computers, and internet, and all those other things. I mean, Nigeria, it's easy, they just sell oil, okay, and there's lots of it, okay? So, if you go there, the Naira, which is the currency, or anything that's over about 1,000 rand, they'll alternately price it in dollars. They say, oh, you want it in dollars? We've got to price it in dollars. Okay, and their democracy leaves a little bit to be desired. Next. Okay, here we are. World Network, what a great site this is. Okay, so this is giving you a picture of Africa, where where the area of the countries is by population. So you get an idea of where all the people live, and they all live in Nigeria, you see that? Next. So this is what I was going to do, is I was going to go set up the computer infrastructure for a new university, which is the African University of Science and Technology. There it is, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
All funded by the World Bank, and there's money coming out of their ears. Just money, money, money. Next. Okay, this is a little market scene just to show you sort of, one of the biggest markets in Abuja. Lovely. Next. Here's the ladies selling their fruit, and this, that, and the other. But this is just Nigeria in the fall. This is my Nigerian outfit that I'm wearing tonight. Okay, next. Okay, this is security. We've got one of these countries where, you know, this. When the security are there, you know, they've got a fully automatic weapon, okay, loaded, you know, sort of idly pointing around various places. Okay, it's a bit shocking to see just like how many guns that are just simply around the place. Okay, and he posed for me there. Next. Okay, so this is the mosque, one of the biggest mosques in Abuja. Abuja is one of these artificial cities. They said, we're going to put a city there, right in the middle of the country, okay? So there was nothing there before, and they just built a city. So this is the mosque, okay, next. And this is the multi-denominational church, and they look at each other. There's the mosque over here, and there's this over here. And I thought that was very nice. And then, you know what they're doing? They're building a shopping centre right in between. And it's probably the one that fell down yesterday. Okay, so, next. Okay, so infrastructure, this is the basic issue, okay? Roads, okay? I mean, Abuja is one of the best cities in Nigeria for roads, okay? But like, amazingly, I mean, they can do it. The traffic lights are all there, and when they put them up, they're there. But like, none of them work, okay? I can't understand why. Okay? It just seems very strange. Road rules, there are none. Don't even try driving there. You always have a driver. A driver gets you around. Okay? There's just no road rules at all. And taxis, they're coming by all the time. Doop, 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 like this, okay? And it costs you a price of beer to get anywhere. You know, you can just sort of, for like sort of 15 rand, you can get across town. Okay? It's just, again, the oil-based economy is what it does. It's got cheap, cheap petrol. Next. Okay, so here we are, there's someone directing the traffic when there's a perfectly good traffic light standing right there and they just turned it off, okay? Next. So this is traffic, okay? I just want to, well, I'll point it out later, but this is sort of, there's a huge snarl of traffic wherever you, like, particularly in Russia and things like that, and people are just diving through. They don't bother, they just, like, go off, they go around. I think they cut off police cars, and it's like stuff that you just never even think of doing here. Scary stuff. Next. Okay, electricity. Okay, you think Eskom's bad? Sure. So all over Nigeria, you only get about 4 hours a day. I mean, how on earth do you manage? Okay? You manage with generators, okay? You just gotta have a generator. They're one of the biggest importers of generators in the world, okay? And again, the petrol-based economy, there it all is, okay? We've got just generators. Okay? And an inverter, UPS is there just to sort of save your server before it goes down. An inverter is there to run the show while electricity's out. Next. Okay, so here we have, this is the market, okay? Check the generators. Generator there, generator there, generator there, generator there, wires running all over the place, no one's over there. I mean, the place is just, this is the market. I mean, it's just sort of a generator mentality. Okay, everyone's got a generator. Next. Here is, there's the guy fixing the generators. Next. Okay. This is the inverter that we'll, this is just one of the inverters that we're putting in at the university. And that we put in 5 of these. See these big, deep cycle lead acid, 200 amp hour batteries. This is just for one UPS inverter. Next. This is it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's a big Chinese thing in the middle that does all the work. Okay. Next. So telecommunications, so we've got that. Okay, next bit of infrastructure. Okay, cell phones. Everyone's got 2 cell phones in their pockets. Honestly, it's like, what is this? Oh, well, this one might not work, and this one might not work. I needed 3 MTN SIM cards before I find one that was not blocked. Okay, and I bought them out of a sealed packet. Okay, how is that? It's weird. Okay, MTN's biggest market. MTN are huge over there. They're massive. Okay. And they have both CDMA and GSM. Okay, there's CDMA in this pocket, and there's GSM in that pocket, and there's this network, and there's that network. Okay, all they've got their towers, of course, because of poor electricity, so every tower has 2 generators at the bottom of it. Okay, even on office phones, it looks like a regular phone, but actually, it's a cell phone. Okay, next. Our university did not have 1 landline going to it. They just don't have those things. Okay, here's our man selling the cell phone cards. Next. Okay, so internet. Okay. There's no wires. Okay. Everything is wireless. Okay. Terrestrial wireless is huge there. That's like mostly how people get internet and things like that. Okay, or VSAT. The banks all have a tower in their front yard. Okay, there's a front yard, there's a big old tower sticking up. Okay, and it's just got radios on it. And that runs their internet. Okay. Place looks a mess. Next. Okay, so we're back to our old picture. Check these towers. Look at them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These are just towers. These are all telecommunications towers. Okay? That is what runs it. There's no wires in the ground. Everything is just a mess. Okay? Next. So there we are. I mean, this is just such a common sight. There's this and there's these towers just like standing right there. Just like, just messing the place up. Next. So this is outside the Hilton Hotel, okay? This is VSAT, okay? This is how, this is the longest hotel in Abuja. And it's got this in the front yard. Next. Okay, so the little diversion on OLPC, okay, the One Laptop Per Child initiative, okay? It was launched in one of the schools in Galadima, Nigeria, in Abuja. I went along to visit that school because I wanted to see what it all looked like, okay? It got off to a great launch, and then they had an election, and then the new people coming in said, hang on, we're not going to spend all that money, we're going to sit on it, okay? And they just sit on these things, they sit on it, and they pull off the interest, okay? And then you'll eventually get the money, but you'll never get the interest. Someone else was sitting there just slaking it all off, okay? There was some problem with the keyboard layout and legal issues, and they couldn't reissue it, so it sort of got off to a bad start, okay? And then the other thing was the Intel Classmate, which is another initiative by Intel to put, laptops in the hands of children and all the rest, okay? Wow, they had money. Yeah. Intel funded an IT manager to come there for a year from America. They've got full on, 24-hour internet, this, that, and the other. Sure. All YMAX. Next. So this is Galadima. There it is, you see? Look, okay? There's the classroom. Okay, next. Here we are, okay? They don't have their laptops. Oh, shame, man. Next. Here we are, okay? I mean, this is a school, okay? This is the launch school for OLPC. Next. Here we are. Lovely, aren't they? Next. OK, Okay, here we go. This is the road to the chief's house. Okay, we went along and had a good long chat with the chief. Okay, oh, he's very nice. Okay, I didn't take any pictures of him because I was a little worried taking pictures of people like that. But maybe I should have done. But this is, you go down there, around the corner, there's the chief's house. Next. Okay, so this is the Intel classmate school. Okay, there's the absolutely necessary electricity story. Okay, you just gotta have these things. And there's our man. Look,
he's so perfect.
Next. Here we are. These are the classmates, okay? What they do is they're all sitting there on charge like this. See, there's a big old mess of power recharge things, okay? And if one of the teachers says, okay, everyone, they all issue with their laptop, and they go take it, and they unplug it from the power, and they go use it for the class, okay? And when they're done with it, they bring it back, and they plug it in over here. Whereas the old PC, this is your laptop, okay? You take it out, and this, no. This is just a bunch of laptops for the school. Okay, next. Okay, here we are. This is the powered by Intel, blah, blah, blah. The thing sort of falling over a little bit, but hey, standing up, what do you say? Okay, next. Okay, so this is the area that they're in. The school's just over there. That's bound to be a generator. You know, it's just got to be a generator. Next. And we're back in Cape Town. Okay. All right. Cheers. Any questions?
They're
all just stacked up like that, and they've each got their own little power thing, okay? They're all just a brick, and there's just a mess of power plugs on the floor. Joe?
So, if you waited to see the OLPCs, and they never arrived, what were you doing there?
Well, I went there because they used to have OLPCs, okay, and then they had hardware problems with them. They were going to take them out and they were going to give them new ones because they were the sort of beta hardware or something like that. And in between taking them away and bringing them back, they had all these legal issues with the keyboard layout, okay, and they never got back, okay. But they're going to do it, okay. It's going to happen, okay. Ooh, I hope. Yeah.
Sorry. What networking are those? Intel classmates using, are they?
It's wireless. It's wireless to a central thing, and it just goes straight out. They don't even have a cache server. This thing just goes straight to WiMAX out.
So it is a WiMAX chipset actually inside the laptop.
No, that's WiMAX. Sorry, for their upstream, as it were. Okay. They're just using 802.11 for.
So it's not like the OLPC where they're using their peer-to-peer.
They're not doing that, no. They don't see each other. It's just regular old internet, you know, just with a wireless app. I don't think they see each other. Actually, they probably can, but I don't think they do that, really.
The OLPC wireless thing was the whole thing is that one machine could relay for other machines and extend
They don't do the mesh thing, no. Right. Yeah, it's all just one hot app. Yeah.
Sorry. Are there any OLPCs in
Nigeria?
Apparently, one has been spotted. Okay, that wasn't taken away. Okay, it's forlornly sitting there, but it doesn't have any friends to talk to or anything like that.
Intel.
Yeah. Intel got money. Okay, what? They want to make sure this thing works. Okay, and you know what? They've learned from OLPC as well. But I mean, basically, what it takes is money, and they've got it. Okay, and OLPC doesn't. Anyone else? Yeah.
Does the internet connectivity actually work? Is it
for the classmate?
No,
yep.
For country, does the WiMAX, is it stable? Do they get throughput?
WiMAX is terrestrial wireless. The problem about terrestrial wireless, you've got to make sure that the next tower works and then the next tower works. That's why everyone just does VSAT. Just get straight up to a bird in the sky and it lands in California or in Florida somewhere. Okay, and you know. I'm at the Akron University of Science and Technology, and I want to send an email to someone in Abuja. Okay, it goes to America and back, so I knew I was going to get peering in there somewhere. Anyone else? Cool. Thank you very much.